B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, let's make bets. If we had to bet money on who's... Well, let me tell you a story first about D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley, we all know, like, a couple weeks ago, he passed out during one of his comedy sets.
On stage.
On stage, just sitting there and just, boom, limp. Somebody had to catch him. He ended up testing positive for COVID. But he was asymptomatic. The passing out on stage was just like dehydration. You know, all the things that celebrities say. Their fancy way of saying I was really, really tired. But a paycheck's a paycheck, man. I like it. So anyway, he was asymptomatic, but he tested positive for COVID. He just came out and said that he does a radio show. He infected everybody on his radio show.
Yep.
He infected his son. The only person that he was close to in that time span that he didn't infect was his daughter, and that's because she was wearing a mask all the time. So if we had to say somebody on the show was going to infect everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pebbles, who would you think, like, if it was somebody on the show that would affect everyone else?
I'm going to keep my mouth
shut. Leroy, like, if you had to say somebody that would infect somebody.
Melissa.
Melissa, you think Melissa, too?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I probably think, I mean, if I had to bet money on it.
Yep.
Melissa, you're a gambler.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go with the easiest way to make the money. I would say you.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say?
Listen, I can't hate on those answers. I can't.
Especially because this weekend.
Well, no, I'm not going away this weekend.
Oh, you're not.
Anymore.
You're not going to Atlantic City?
I was planning, the plan was to go to Atlantic City, one of my favorite hotels down there, and stay for the weekend.
And eat and gamble and
yeah, and then
COVID.
I found out, okay, so that was the plan. Because then they were saying, like, you know how there was the rule in place that if you came back from one of these places, you had to quarantine? Then they lifted that rule.
Yeah.
And New Jersey was considered one of those places where you did not have to quarantine. So I was like, all right, that's cool. But then the governor of New Jersey a couple days ago announced that they were supposed to open dining. They closed the dining again, and they weren't allowing liquor sales in any of the casinos or whatever. So
takes all the fun away.
Well, no, not necessarily, because the plan was to still go buy my own liquor, keep it in my room, drink in my room, and like whatever. That was the plan. Then I started finding out little things like Antifa was having this huge protest on Saturday at my specific casino. And I'm like, oh, my God, all signs are pointing to I should not be going. So that and my friend I was supposed to go with, his grandmother is now in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
So all these signs are hitting me left and right. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to go.
You have to wait to get corona for another week.
I know. Come on. Can we just, if you're going to infect us, can you do it sooner rather than later?
No, stop it.
Where are our partitions?
Yeah, I know. Weren't they supposed to build us partitions here in the studio like 2 months ago?
They forgot about that. They had to spend money on hand sanitizer.
Ramiro,
they can't spend it on plastic.
Ramiro, you need to stop talking because you've been saying for the past month that you want to just get infected with it and get it over with, right? Have you not?
Come on. I have.
All right.
I
can't stand you.
Let me explain my rationale.
Yes, go ahead.
If it's going to happen, I'm not saying it's inevitable, but a huge portion of the population is going to get it. If it's going to happen, I might as well just knock it out right now.
Listen.
As opposed to when things started getting to normal and I'm like, yes, going to go out. And then all of a sudden it's like, I can't.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.